I'm talking to Martin Conroy of Woodside Farm. Now, Martin is very well known as a pig farmer. He has fabulous pork products. I'm here at Douglas Market. And Martin, you had some news during the week. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, we entered a competition that we were invited 4 years ago to enter this blood pudding competition by the Brotherhood of the Pudding in France. And every year we said no, and this year we said why not. So Noreen made some puddings from our own pig's blood, fresh pig's blood, and we sent them off to France, and she made four types of pudding. So we got a little parcel in the post on Tuesday, and when we opened it, there was a medal and a certificate, I suppose you'd call it, and we had won a silver medal for one of the puddings in France.
Now, just you said that you'd been invited to enter before, yeah, and you hadn't. What made you decide that this year you would?
Well, after the BSE crisis, fresh blood puddings took a really big hit with legislation, and they were really frowned upon. So this brotherhood 10 years ago really, really pushed the fact that people should start using blood puddings again. And basically through Twitter and speaking to people, different people all over Europe about it, we thought that it was a good thing to do, to enter with our own pig's blood, which I think is fairly unique as well. I mean, we're not drawing from a pool of common blood in a slaughterhouse. We basically knew that we reared them, knew the pigs that we took the blood from, and I just think it's something that should be encouraged nationally anyway. That it's a good product. It's a fresh blood pudding. It's utilising a valuable product which at the moment in our case is being wasted, and I just think it's a real shame that we're not pushed into doing it more. And you know, it's part of the business that we should really look into, that we've probably not looked into in a big way up to now.
And is it a case that we've kind of lost the tradition of using the blood from animals for puddings? Or is it just that we've become squeamish, or has health and safety got in the way? How have we arrived at this situation where this, as you say, valuable product is not being used?
It's a mixture of legislation and probably over-regulation, to the extent that most of the people making blood puddings 10 years ago are now not doing it anymore. A lot of people are using beef blood. A local butcher in Middleton was using beef blood and sending it all over Ireland. After the BSE crisis, or during it, he was stopped, and it just never got going again. And I think there's nothing to beat a properly made fresh blood pudding with a very short shelf life, with no nitrates or huge salt content for preserving. So, yeah, I think it's something that should be really pushed and encouraged in Ireland.
And tell us a little bit about your own pudding. What's the secret sauce inside it, apart from the blood?
Well, Noreen is the driving force behind the pigs, full stop. And we work together. Noreen trained as a chef in her early years, and she's from a farming background. She has a good knowledge of food and ingredients, and she was given some very good recipes from, I suppose, the recipes are generations old. So she kept those in a little safe place until a few years ago, when we started making them for ourselves. And I think the most important part of it is the blood, and the fact that we don't feed our pigs any what I would consider unwanted materials, like high levels of copper and premedicated feed, and you know, all this stuff that they are putting into the majority of pigs at the moment. We just said, right, it's a product that our kids love eating. We love eating it. Our family loved eating it. So she has three or four good recipes, and she just puts them together and sent them off. And time is a huge factor. I mean, the pigs are killed on Mondays, and Like, blood in itself has a very short shelf life. The puddings themselves have a very short shelf life, so it's logistically it's not that easy to do for ourselves, even in small batches, because it takes a huge amount of time and work at a time of the week when we're trying to get ready for markets. So it's something we should probably look into.
Are these already available to buy, or are these kind of things that you've made for yourself and you might bring them to market or you might not?
In actual fact, ironically, we have won a prize for our puddings, but we are not allowed to sell them because basically blood is considered offal, and offal and meat cannot be handled in the same area. And the second thing is that they're cooked, so it would mean basically two or more areas that we would have to build, and logistically and financially it's probably not worth our while to do it. So what we've been doing is just basically making them and giving them to people and as gifts, basically. But it's a small bit of an irony that we won a prize for our puddings in France, and the French people and all these judges reckon that they were second best to a very good pudding, but we are not allowed to sell them. That is the bottom line.
You say second best, but silver in this competition, I know, is a big, big deal. You're underplaying it, I know. okay, so we can't get your award-winning puddings off you, but we can get some of your other award-winning meats from you. Where can people find you, Martin, both online and physically, to get hold of your products?
Well, we have a website, and people can contact us through the website. We do orders that... Just put together orders for people in Dublin, and we send boxes to Dublin, boxes of meat. We've sent boxes all over Ireland.
What's the website address?
It's www.woodsidefarm.ie. And our regular markets then, we attend Mahon Point Farmers Market every Thursday. And I do Cove on Friday mornings. It's a quiet little market, but it's our nearest market. And I do Douglas Farmers Market on Saturday. And Noreen is in Middleton Farmers Market at the same time on Saturday mornings. And some of our products are available on Saturdays and Sundays in the Cookery School shop in Ballymaloe.
Well, Martin, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us, and congratulations.
Thanks, Roger.